This the 20th day of December in the year 2021. The year's almost gone. From the Lucy Coleman studio on this Monday afternoon in Los Angeles. Cloudy overpass. The clouds are coming back in. It's going to rain again. As we look at our world and we see this new viral thing peaking, and I'm going to be at home every day because my car just stopped operating after I was at a restaurant, Little Belizean restaurant in Inglewood. Oh, my goodness. What a great meal. Myself and a friend was there, and when we went back to the car, it wouldn't start. I had to have it towed here, and I made a decision to stop putting money in cars. I'm going to get it repaired, and then I'm going to give it to one of my grandchildren. Yeah, that's right. I'm transitioning on, making the right kind of moves and decisions that I have to make. Even though I love driving and love maneuvering in the city, I have to concentrate on things that are far more important than that. So I'm going to have Ray Charles spend Christmas with us, one of my favorite people. Sing it, Ray.
A newborn king to see, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Sing that song. Sing it.
To lay before the king, ba-ra-pa-pum-pum. Ra-pa-pum-pum. Ra-pa-pum-pum.
Oh, I love it. Sing. Oh,
now,
hey,
little baby,
yeah,
for a pom pom. I am a poor boy to pour up a pom pom. I have no gift to bring, pour up a pom pom. Oh, no, 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 that's fit to give.
Me and my drum.
Rat-a-da-da, rat-a-da.
Little Drummer Boy by Ray Charles. You know, I know that this time of the year also brings an awful lot of heartbreak to people. And you excuse me, but my tangerine tree is a full crop in the backyard, and I got a couple here in the studio. I know it's rude to smack, but this is really good. No. Christmas is a difficult time for many people because it brings back sour memories of, at time, some of the foulest acts that humans can commit against other humans. And some of us have been scarred by those memories. That's why we're going to therapists now, trying to figure out why didn't mommy like us. And please don't be different in your ideologies, in your disposition. Because when this time of the season comes, when family and friends get together, you won't receive an invite. I received the most wonderful phone call today, as a matter of fact, from a friend of mine that has only been a friend for a couple of years. And he said, you know what, I'm in Los Angeles and I'm going to be leaving on Christmas Day. And I'd love to spend Christmas Eve in your home. And I said, I would love to have you in my home on Christmas Eve with me because I don't have anybody else to be here with me. And we can watch Netflix movies, have a nice glass of red wine, and enjoy the other person's spirit. And so that's what I'll be doing on Christmas Eve. And then, of course, the inevitable question is, what will I be doing New Year's Eve? I don't know. I may not even be here. Can I feel that comfortable in my soul, in my body, in my mind if I'm not here? Do I feel good about transitioning on? You know, you guys know I love life. I love it. I love being alive. And I tell young men all the time, they often ask me, why do you look at me like that? I say, when I think of the years that you have ahead of you, you'll probably live to see cars when they're flying, when they're elevated above the city streets. And you will probably be alive, these young people will be alive when they discover things that can, make them really love being alive. And so I want to cheer up your Christmas season by playing some Christmas music from various artists, but I kind of like Ray Charles right now, and I may continue for the rest of this week to have some more stuff up, and hopefully I can say something that can cheer you up. Pray for loved ones that have lost loved ones that has transitioned on. Every day I can't imagine coming to my computer and not seeing who hasn't passed away, went on to the other side. And I'm telling you that you don't have to be fearful about that. Dying is just as normative as living. I want you to get into the processes of accepting God in absolutely everything. We have a tendency to ask ourselves questions about Christmas, the traditional holidays, and all that kind of stuff. Of course, it's not historically true. I see it as a time when people can get together and enjoy the fellowship of other human beings. And of course, every nationality, please pray for the Filipino people. Man, since global warming has taken effect, a lot of the island countries are really, I mean, that was my late wife's country, land, and typhoons are hitting it, flooding water, and especially the people in the south, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, suffering here in this country. And let's not forget the Indian peoples, how they suffer. And let's not forget the LGBT community, who is still suffering tremendously. People are attacking, maiming them. I went to a fantastic LGBT Christmas celebration this last Friday night, and it was marvelous. It just was. I had a great time. And keep in prayer in remembering people that seem to be maybe odd to other people, but we are all human beings created by God, and we love to fellowship. And I'm home this whole week. I can't get in my car and go anywhere. I'm going to be right here in my home, and I'd love for you to come by and visit me if you have a mask or had your shots. And please, let's keep the company of people low. I don't want to be around a lot of people this Christmas, because being around them too much, you don't know who's had the vaccination and who hasn't. But Ray Charles is going to sing, and it's going to sound like a blues song, but it's not. And he's asking the question, what child is this? You see, because if you come up under the auspices of being taught the colonialized religion of Christianity, after our forefathers were brought over here, if we are people of color, we have all, like most people in the world, embraced this idea of the Christ child. I know he wasn't European and white, and I know that he wasn't from Mesopotamia. It was more like Northern Africa. And so I'm asking, as the original Hebrew tribes would, what child is this? Ray Charles, what child is this?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch a keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Get ready, get ready. What Child Is This? Ray Charles Orchestra from the Spirit of Christmas album here on the 20th of December, 2021 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. As Jerry Dunphy, the late newscaster of Los Angeles, used to say, from the desert to the sea to all of Southern California, good evening. Oh, I miss Jerry Dunphy with his white hair. Man, when he got old, One night, Jerry was on the way to the studio to do the 11 o'clock news at CBS. Got held up. And I said, well, that's not strange. People have been getting held up here in Watts for years. But I'm glad Jerry survived that. He's gone. He's been gone a number of years. But I'll never forget him. You look at a newscast today, it's all different, isn't it? But I'm your DJ, and I'm PJ. The DJ, the retired pastor, the retired philosophy professor, the retired Los Angeles civilian traffic officer, 17 years on the job, the retired warehouseman for the LAPD, the retired shipping clerk for Sherborne Press, all the way back when I was in my 20s before I got drafted into Sam's Army, survived it. And I was a communication specialist, and look at me, getting ready to, now I'm not promised, 78, and if God wants me to be here, you keep coming to my website, and you see what I'm doing. This time of the year, Ray Charles sings about that now. He continues with his orchestra as we listen to Ray Charles.
Thank you.
Ray Charles is telling us the way it is this time of the year. That's right. And for those of you that are suffering much more than I am, and I'm not suffering, I'm telling you, I am blessed in God because he's given me the mind, a mind that is not distracted by something that was put. I was able to, here a couple of days ago, a person called me. And he says, I got rent to pay, I got people, and I can't do nothing. And you know what? What do you think I did? There's a verse in the Bible that says, how can you see your brother in need and close up the bowels of your compassion towards him? We Americans, we either live in the northern hemisphere of the western hemisphere of the free world is what we call it. There are so many people around us that are in need. And if we do not respond in a way, and I'm telling you, people respond back to me and give me what I need. Oh, I love Christmas. The spirit of Christmas. We're listening to an album called The Spirit of Christmas, and now we're going to listen to the title track that Ray Charles is singing about. I hope you enjoy this. Listen up. Yeah. Why not? Happy holidays to you, my friends. Ray, help us out.
Christmas is the time of year.
Yes, sir.
Being with the ones we love.
That's it. Sing about it, boy.
Sharing so much joy and cheer.
Yeah.
What a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Watching the ones we love.
Yeah.
Sharing so much fun.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting by the fireside,
Ray.
Taking a walk through the snow.
No snow in L.A.
Listening to a children's choir.
Yeah.
Singing songs about Jesus.
Yeah. You better say it, boy.
Blessed way that he came to walk us.
You better sing, Ray.
Why can't it be me?
Yeah. Sing, boy.
All through the year. Each day the same.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That spirit of Christmas.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Take it up an octave higher. Yeah.
Why can't it remain?
Why can't it remain?
tell you, it's truly amazing. That spirit of Christmas. Let me hear you.
Why can't it be made?
That spirit of Christmas.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Oh, it's truly amazing.
Yeah.
That spirit of Christmas.
Man, it makes me think about my brothers and my sisters.
It's truly amazing.
I grew up in the house with them.
Yeah. That spirit of Christmas.
I'm so glad God left me here to play this music for you, boy, here in 2021. Man, we lived through so much. We can come through so much. But if you can go back and capture that spirit of Christmas in your heart, when you loved everybody in your house, when mama was cooking and you smelt that food, right? That chicken. Sometimes all you had was just a roast chicken and a little dressing in there. I'm sorry. Spirit of Christmas, jump on you, boy. You can't help it. I don't care whether you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, whatever food group you in. You know what Ray is singing about. That spirit. That spirit. And I thank God for it. That's why I'm alive today, because I can relish and appreciate and love it. But we're going to continue once I wipe the tears out of my eyes. I'm sorry, the old man can't help himself. See, I got to thinking about when me and Ross got our Schwinn bikes for Christmas. And that's interesting because I got a Schwinn bike in my back porch that I ride when I feel healthy enough to ride it. And hopefully on Christmas morning, if it's sunny here in L.A., I'll be riding my Schwinn bike like it's my Christmas bike. But I have to be careful, because the old ticker's not as strong as it used to be, and I don't want to fall over on somebody's car and scratch it up and have them come out and beat me over the head with a drumstick. John Coleman, you are crazy. The spirit of Christmas. What did you want for Christmas? Ray said, the spirit, no, all I want for Christmas. Listen to Ray's rendition. Is my two front teeth? I don't know. What would Ray Charles say?
This time of year,
yeah,
I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree. Sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you. Just from me.
What you want?
All I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle,
yeah,
and snow that's light on the ground,
yes,
children with frost in their hair,
yeah,
presents around everywhere. Think that I'm square just because I've seen Santa. Hey, all I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make one wish. May I share this Christmas with you?
shopping, stuffed all my stockings, filled up my heart to the brim. Topping my list, oh, so much to do, is sharing my wish of joy just for you. All I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make just one wish. May I, baby, tell me, can I? You know I want a little girl. Why don't you let me? What I mean, baby, just the two of us. May I spend this Christmas with you?
That's why I invited Ray to sing to us, because he's spending Christmas with us. Ray Charles from an album, yes, The Spirit of Christmas. Ray Charles, one of the greatest African-American male crooners that was ever born of a woman, from a child out of the slavery pit of the South. And yet we can listen to him today in the year 2021, just as if he is in that car with you, riding down the street, on that train, on that bus, doing that thing. Thank you for spending this time with PJ, Pastor John Retired, playing some Christmas cheer for you this Christmas of the year 2021. God has been good to me. And sometimes, you know what? I got to tell you guys the truth. I have some friends of mine that are evangelicals that believe that this whole COVID thing is a hoax, and they haven't taken their shots, nor has their family. I love these people, but I have to truly say, since people are dying around me and people are getting sick, I am very cautious around people that are like that, because they can be carriers. Now, let me say this for those of us that think that this is a hoax put on by the government just to frighten us. And they're saying, Pastor John, you of all people have been taken in by this hoax. No, let me tell you, I had my vaccine shots and my booster. The booster almost whacked me out completely. I thought I was going to leave the planet. But you know what I did? I talked to my Heavenly Father in heaven. I said, God, if you have intention for me, look at what I'm doing today in the Lucy Goldman studio, and look at the joy that's flooding your heart. So that's what we have to do, is we have to start judging on the basis of what's right. Okay. Christmas is not a day of the year. Christmas is not about one nation, one country, one religion. Christmas has to be identified in one place, in our hearts. And Ray Charles sings about that too. Christmas is in the heart.
Winter nights, twinkling lights, and snowflakes falling to the ground. The air is filled with Christmas. Santa sleigh, kids at play. It's that magic time of year, when love is all around us, and that magic seems to reach right out and touch me. Yeah.
just like the years before. It's Christmas in my heart.
Christmas in your heart, Ray. Not in your pocketbook. Not in how much money you have and how much funds you don't have. Not in the condition of the bed that you're sleeping in, but that you can rest your head. You know, I woke up this morning with troubles on my mind because I've had to make a decision about giving up my car, my vehicle. But I see it as transitioning into a new phase. I'm a senior citizen. I can take an Uber, a Lyft. I have to trust God in everything that I'm doing now. It's not about me making sure my life works. God makes my life work. I'm going to retain the spirit of Christmas in my heart. And I'm so glad that you can join me today. I'm going to try to end up this month playing nothing but Christmas carols for you to help you out. I'm sorry for the days of languishing. But I've been going through some things, been going through medical exams and tests and everything. And basically what I'm discovering is that my body is breaking down. Yeah, yeah. You know, you can eat right and play right and wear your mask and everything. But when it's time, have to read the book of Ecclesiastes. For everything, there's a season. And that's what I was trying to prepare the people when I was pastoring a church to understand. And now I'm not pastoring a Christian evangelical church, but I'm pastoring people that I love, people that I pray loves me, to take heart in everything. Yes, I'm going to end up with Ray Charles singing this number, and it's called Christmas Time. And I hope that you enjoy it. Ray Charles, A Spirit of Christmas. He knows how to put it, doesn't he? Yeah, Ray Charles, the spirit of Christmas. And the spirit of Christmas is a time to, you know what, reflect, to reflect. I recall when I was a young lad, 9, 10, 11, me and my brother Ross always slept in the same bedroom. And on the Christmas Eves, we remember because we would ask Dad and Mom, could we get up and open up the gifts? And Mommy would say, not until midnight. Not until midnight. And, you know, it was a fun time. It was a time that I'll never forget. And it makes me think of this season. I hope that even as the world seems to be going through turmoil right now, a lack of love. I was looking at the news today is when they had a trial of a female police officer that killed a young lad in his car whose car was stopped for a tail light is out or something like that. And she was supposed to be grabbing her taser, but she grabbed the gun, shot him in the back and killed him. And she's crying on the stand. I didn't know what I was doing. What? You see, and I have difficulty with that. I work for a law enforcement institution. You have to know what you're doing when you're given that kind of responsibility over the citizenry. I don't want to make this political or anything like that. And I want to keep the focus on Christmas. But pray for her, because she broke down crying on the stand. Pray also for the family of the lost loved one, the young lad, and his child left without a father. We need God in our lives, people. We need God tremendously these days. We need to do away with the racial hate and the racial strife. Even I have had to check myself, because I look at my white brothers and I don't feel the way I used to. Things, situations that happen in the world can change you, and I ask God to forgive me. And I ask God to forgive you. This is what Christmas time does in the heart of one that calls himself a believer. Now, I said that was going to be the last song, but I can't stop. I love Ray. And here's one of my favorite songs. And he and the band does a great job in this. Little Drummer Boy, Spirit of Christmas.
Come, they told me for a bum.
Listen.
A newborn king to see for a bum. Our finest gifts we bring for a bum. We'll be right back.
ra-da-da, ra-da-da.
Me and my drum.
Ra-da-da-da, ra-da-da-da.
Me and my drum.
Oh, Lord. Whoa.
Me and my
get lonely.
Me and my drum.
I played it all day long.
Me and my drum.
I never get tired.
Me and my drum.
Ray Charles said that if he was a little boy, he'd be beating on his drum for the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. That's right, the power of the air, the power of the universe, the God that I worship. I hope the God that you recognize and extol. God says, I am the Lord and there is none else. Now, there's some thoughts going around and people are getting a little confused about it. I got 3 more minutes. I do this in an hour. If you're on the train, be cool, ride it. You're going to get to your destination. The God that created the entire universe, and since you are a part of the entire universe, you have a little bit of God in you. And it's in nature. You can take a seed from a fruit tree or any kind of plant and put it in the ground and add some water and let the sunlight hit it and the rays, and something green will come up, something beautiful will come up, and it reproduces itself. That's God doing that. And the same thing happens with us human beings. Now let's throw off all of the trappings of thou shalt and thou shalt not. And let's just look at the human kind. We all get hungry. We all need love. We all need someone to be compassionate towards us. We all need forgiveness because all of us have slipped and fell somewhere and did something wrong to someone. But God is the one that can help us out of our dilemma of humanity trying to find our way. I look at the news and I do not like what I see, but I know that God is the one that can help me out of the dilemma that I find myself in. If anything is learned from this past hour of listening to my brother Ray Charles sing about Christmas, know this, that God was in Ray Charles. And I remember a time when the church blasphemed him because he was singing the blues. You ought to watch the movie starring Jamie Foxx called Ray Charles. I have it in my collection. I may watch it today because in that movie you see the genius of what this man is. And look at the way he sung about what God does. That's what Christmas is. So let's stop looking for the bad things to be a part of, but let's look at the good things. Until next time, my friends, thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for believing in what I'm believing in. God bless you. Stay safe.